good evening. This is Catherine Trotter, your host of Leader in You. We are at the end, the closing of 2016. Joy, our co-host, thank you so much for being on the show. Joy, how are you?
Feeling wonderful this evening. Glad to be back on the Leader in You.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I tell you, this has been a year. This, you know, the way I'm looking at this year, it's been an educational year. It's been a learning year. This has been a year of personal development. This has been a year of personal growth. It's been a year of perseverance. It has been a year to see what you and I are really made of, because at the end of the day, we know situations are going to happen. Life is going to happen whether we act it to or not. But the real question to you and I is, will we arise to the occasion each and every time? And I tell you, Joy, I know that you have risen to the occasion. You're still standing. You're still breathing, right? You still got breath in your body.
Yes.
You're still moving, you know?
So and you forward have... with momentum.
Say that again?
Yes, moving forward with momentum. Yes.
Ah,
and
yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
amazing,
listening to the show. Absolutely.
Year for us.
Listen, those that have joined us on tonight, thank you for those that have been listening to our show throughout 2016. We thank you for without you, you know, we wouldn't have a show because of you, you listening, whether it's live or on the replay line. We just want to say thank you. 2017 is going to be absolutely powerful once again. Tonight we're going to be closing out our last show of the year. That I'm going to be releasing actually in 2017. It's called Metamorphosis Shadow. It's a book that's near and dear to my heart that I've been working on for several years now. One of the things that we're going to cover tonight is give you just a little snippet, a little taste of what each chapter covers. I'm going to just tell you what each chapter title is, and then I'm going to ask for Joy to share some positive affirmations, some positive quotes that she was able to find. Now, when you think of metamorphosis, you think of change. You think of a shift. I also think of seasons. When I hear the word metamorphosis, I think of seasons, and I often think of a butterfly. Now, we know a butterfly goes through phases, the cocoon phase, right before it's time for it to blossom into that butterfly. Well, the book Metamorphosis Shadow has several powerful chapters. The first chapter is talking about the broken vessel, i.e., the disfigurement of an individual when they're in a state of brokenness. Chapter number two, embracing the truth, i.e., the mirror. Looking at oneself in the mirror and facing yourself, facing your truth, what your truth is, embracing it, dealing with it, and being a conqueror. Breaking the cycle, the withdrawal symptom. A lot of times when we're trying to get out of the cycle that we've been in year after year after year, you will experience withdrawal symptoms, just as in anything in life, whether it is an addiction to whatever. Addictions is not only, you know, someone drinking or someone using drugs. Addictions can be in many different forms. And a lot of times when we're trying to break that cycle, we will have withdrawal symptoms. So in chapter number three, it's going to talk about how do we deal with that, how do we manage our emotions, and how do we be a conqueror. Chapter number four is the shedding, the release, and the detoxification, purging, cleansing oneself to be shed of every single thing that should not be attached to that person's mindset, to their heart, to their spirit, and to their very being. Chapter number five is the transformation from caterpillar to butterfly. Chapter number six is healed and made whole, personal fulfillment. There will become a time in your life, ladies and gentlemen, that's listening to the show or those that will be listening to the replay line. Sometimes we feel that we will never be healed and we will never be made whole. There are so many things that have happened in your life, in my life, that we have gone through a phase, a maze, if you will, and sometimes we feel that, will my life ever change? Well, chapter number six is talking about personal fulfillment. Chapter number seven, which is very dear to my heart as well, which is fulfilling my purpose. What is placed in your hands to do? And that is the question that we will set the tone for this whole talk show on tonight. What is placed in your hands to do? A lot of times we get to a place in our life, we, you know, say we have no purpose. You know, a couple weeks ago I was doing a session with a lady, and she said, I do not have a purpose. I know I'm here on earth, but I don't know what my purpose is. She's gone through decades of her life not knowing what her purpose is. At one point in time in her life, she told me her story. She used to be a writer. She had goals. She had dreams. But she hit a bump in the road in her life to the point now she is in a phase that she said the words, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. The purpose of Metamorphosis Shadow is to awaken a person to their dreams, to their vision, to their mission in life. One of the things that I think is so important is that we cannot wander another second. We can't wander another minute. We can't wander another hour. We can't wander another day, another week, another month, another year on what you could not fix. The past has happened, but the future is still to come. Press in, break through, and be set free. Tonight, for those that are joining us, you are on the final Leader in You show. This is a national show. Our co-host is Joy Ford. Tonight you are hearing from Catherine Trotter. I'm your host. It has been a pleasure conducting a show throughout 2016. For any individuals that would like to research and find out a little bit more about myself, you can go to my website at CatherineTrotter.com. Again, for all of you that are joining the show tonight, whether it's online or you're calling in, tonight's show is about Metamorphosis Shadow, which is a book that will be launched in spring of 2017. So tonight we will be covering snippets of the book, and our co-host Joy Ford we'll be sharing positive, inspirational quotes as we conduct this show on tonight. So, Joy, I'm going to pause for a second. What do you like to share with our listening audience?
Well, one of the quotes that I found was written by John Steinbeck, and I really like this one because it said, when I face the desolate impossibility of writing 500 pages, a sixth sense of failure falls on me. And I know I can never do it. Then gradually, wow, I write one page and then another. One day's work is all that I can permit myself to come contemplate. So I think that when we pick things and we break them down into small pieces, that is the key. I know I was listening to Shonda Rhimes. She was saying, I don't care if you have five kids and you work a job. If you can find 5 or 10 minutes out of a day, write for 5 to 10 minutes, and before you know it, somebody will want your manuscript.
Wow.
So,
that's absolutely,
yeah,
powerful. Thank you for sharing that. One of the things that I think is powerful about Metamorphosis Shadow is that it contains 7 heart-revealing chapters that will provoke you to look at yourself and examine why are you still in the same place as last year. Now, we know we're about to embark on a new year. This Saturday, December 31st, is New Year's Eve, and come next Sunday, we will be at the first day of 2017. Why are you not moving out of your dormant place, an unproductive place? That is a question. We must ask ourselves, are you ready for the makeover process? Because as you engage and read this book, as you continue to engage on our talk show into 2017 every Tuesday at 7 p.m., you will be engaging in on the makeover process. That will be also one of our projects for next year under the Leader in You talk show. I'm working with individuals on a one-to-one basis with our coaching, the makeover process. It is for that person that's ready to say goodbye to their past and enter into their predetermined destiny. At the junction of your crossroads, you will begin to ponder and think, can I do better than this? The day that question springs up into your mind is the day you are having an awakening. An awakening to what? An awakening to self, an awakening that you deserve better, that you are better, and you will get better. There are many people in society with untapped potential that are lying dormant because they have not become able to come to a place to resolve in their own mind about their past and embrace their present moment and to pursue their purpose. Everyone has potential of rising above their economic and social status. And I say that because a lot of times individuals have said to me over a certain time period, well, I don't have the finances to launch out with my vision or my mission. Oh, I'm not, you know, in that social class of society. You know, I wasn't born into that right family or that financially stable family. It does not matter. wherever you were born, whatever your zip code was, whatever is currently even in your bank account, that does not dictate what your 2017 will be like. We as a people have something called emotions. And when we allow our emotions to run our lives, then the fruit of our life can be one of erratic behavior. What is erratic behavior? It's behavior that's like a roller coaster ride. Think about a roller coaster ride for a second. A roller coaster ride, it goes up and down, zig and zagging. A lot of times that's how we have lived our lives, zig and zagging, on an emotional roller coaster ride. But with this book, in Metamorphosis of Shadow, it's going to allow us to channel our emotions to become stable and one with ourselves. One with ourselves so that we can be fruitful in everything we put our hands to do for 2017. One of the things that's so important is to pursue your destiny. You have to have courage. Courage and faith to believe that there is better for you. Never settle for where you are, because a lot of times we're looking back. Most of the times when we say we can't do anything better, we're looking back because we don't think we deserve better. One of the things that I want to talk about is the broken vessel, a little bit about first chapter. Before I go into that, Joy, do you have any other inspirational quotes you would like to share?
Okay, yeah, definitely would like to share this one. This one is about by Alan Cohen. He says, do not wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect. And I really like that quote because wherever we are is where we have to start. And we need to get that ball in momentum and rolling because, as we know, that is the only thing that's going to can soar. We have to get started wherever we are, whatever condition.
Wow, that's absolutely powerful. And I think that connects right back to everything that we've been talking about with changing, metamorphosis, metamorph meaning to change, to shift into something new. We are right at the phase of shifting into something new because the end of the year is closing and we're about to start a new year. I'm going to read an excerpt from chapter 1 of The Broken Vessel. It says, numb, cold, lifeless. It is almost as if destiny no longer exists. As a result of hard blows in Destiny's life, she lives void of hope. To cope with life, Destiny developed multiple personalities. The mirror reveals the harsh reality of what is broken in Destiny's life. The mirror is the only place that she can take off her mask, but it is almost a scary place for Destiny. As Destiny looks into the mirror, she sees the unthinkable. The mirror reflects two images, Destiny's true self, but also her mask. She has been so many things to everyone to the point that her true self suffocates to live and be free. The disfigurement from her childhood left her in a mental holding place where time is still, and she feels as if she is in a cell wanting to break out, but she doesn't know how. One of the things that I want to say, I'm just going to pause from that excerpt, is that a lot of times we are in a mental holding place in our life that we cannot break out. Even though we may not be in a physical jail cell, but mentally we are in prison. Mentally we are captured. Mentally we are frozen in a time period of our life that we have not been able to get over. One of the things that I want to talk about on tonight, what is your born identity? Has life experiences blurred your vision of your destiny? One of the things is that you want to ask yourself right now, what is your born identity? And it's the reason why I say born identity and not just identity, because as we grow, as we mature in life, people in society, you know, will put an identity on who we are. They will tell you who you are without actually allowing you to breathe through life, live life, and identify who you are and what you're called to be and to become. One of the things that's so important is to also know what is your fragrance. That the book also goes into what is your fragrance. What do I mean by what is your fragrance? In other words, what is that thing that sets you apart? When you walk in a room, what essence do you bring in? When you walk in a room, what vibration comes off of you? What is your influence? One of you probably remember from one of our previous shows, we had talked about the sphere of influence as a leader. For those of you who have just joined in via phone as well as via online, we thank you. We see you. Thank you for joining the last show of the year of Leader in You. Tonight's topic is Metamorphosis of Shadow, which is a book that will be released next spring. Tonight we're talking about taking off the mask. We're talking about what is your identity, your born identity. We're talking about what is your fragrance, what is your essence, what do you bring, and what spirit do you bring as you walk into a room? What do people feel from you? What vibration do you give off when you walk into a room? One of the things that's so important is about the broken vessel. Sometimes we've been forced to be built back up. A lot of times we will say to ourselves, why have all these things happened to me? We must release anger and resentment and let the past go. You must get into a quiet place. Meditate to yourself and release the anger. Sometimes we even have to separate ourselves from being around emotionally draining environments. Think about that. Who are you often around? Who are you around? Who's around you? Because a lot of times we put ourselves in emotionally draining situations that will often mimic things of the past or areas of our life that we want to transition from. However, we stay stuck because our environment has not shifted. It's just like envision right now water. And if water was stale and if water was stagnant and wasn't moving, that is an area of water that will, it has a bad smell, it has a bad odor, and often flies and bugs and all kinds of things is going to get around that body of water because it's stagnant. Same thing with our life. We have to get in an environment that is conducive for growth. The other thing, we have to learn the value of who you are. We have to be willing to take a look in the mirror and break the vessel of everything that you've been holding on to and get that inner strength to the place that it needs to be for 2017. One of the things I love to talk about is vision, and we talk a lot about that in the book. It's time to pull back the curtain of who you have closed yourself off to be. It is time to see yourself in a new light. I'm going to say that again. It is time to see yourself in a new light. A lot of times we don't see ourselves in a new light because we are so bogged down by the past, we are so bogged down by the present, we don't allow ourselves to even be free. We don't allow ourselves to see us to the place that we're going. A lot of times when we think about the broken vessel, just look at the word broken. What does the word broken mean? It means violently separated into parts, damaged or altered by breaking, disrupted by change, not complete or fulfilled. Now, a lot of times, why do we start off the chapter about the broken vessel? Because a lot of times that's where we are. We're broken. So before we can even get to the place of healing, we need to identify the areas in which and be honest with ourselves and take a look in the mirror. When we think about the word disfigured, it says to mar or to spoil, the appearance or shape of, to deform. The appearance is the outward or phenomenal manifestation of things. What shape do you want to take on for next year? That's the question. What shape? Who do you want to morph into? When we look at the word shape, it means boundary point, to adapt to a particular or use or purpose. Again, to adapt to a particular use or purpose, to adjust, shape. What shape are you going to take on next year? What shape? See, these are the things we have to ask ourselves so that we can get to ourselves. Sometimes, you know, people do different things on New Year's Eve. Some people will just stay home and be quiet to themselves. Some people may go to church. Some people may do a community engagement project. Whatever it is, make sure that you have a time that you just seal yourself off from everything. To do what? I want you to do a positive self-image activity. Before New Year's and before the first day, I want you to do this. Basically, I want you to get a journal. You can go to the dollar store. It doesn't matter where you get this journal from. But I want you to start journaling as of tonight. And I want you to journal all of the things that you want to accomplish for 2017. As you continue to listen to our show throughout 2017, as we do the makeover process, as we do our individual coaching, as well as coaching through this blog talk show, your journal that you write, you're going to be able to peel back those layers. Even as we do our radio show, we're going to be sharing snippets of the book. We're going to be having other leaders from other parts of the country on the show sharing, giving of themselves so that we all can achieve greater in our life and achieve that greatness that we're all desiring. Joy, what other quotes would you like to share with the listening audience?
Well, I'd like to say that this one is by Ann Sullivan, and it says, keep on beginning and failing. And each time you fail, start all over again. And you will grow stronger until you have accomplished the purpose. Not the one you began with, perhaps, but one you'll be glad to remember. And I just want to say on that, that it's so important for us to write the vision and make it plain. It says that in the Bible. And we definitely need to do that and start today, like you said, Catherine, on writing our vision and making it plain. We need to make sure we include some measurable goals, find a good friend or a mentor that we that can hold us accountable for what we're doing, and understand that we are going to have to stay positive through it all, because we are going to have some outside forces that impact what we're trying to do. There will be obstacles. There will be hurdles to overcome. But if you stay positive and surround yourself with people who are supporting what your dream is and working with you, it is all possible. It is all possible.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely powerful with what you just shared. I love the quote that you shared. We have to change our mindset, and we just have to infuse ourselves with positivity. Why do we infuse our show with quotes? Because it's all about personal development. It's all about shifting our thinking. It's all about shifting the way we think. When we think about the word metamorphosis, what comes to mind? When I looked at the word metamorphosis, it said it is the conditioning of the heart, the conditioning of the mind, the conditioning of the spirit. The identity of who you are is embedded in the release of your mischaracterization of yourself. Identity theft of your true self took place the moment you accepted what people labeled you to be. Identity theft distorted and replaced false self. I'm going to read this again. Again, when I looked up the definition and then I looked at what is metamorphosis to me. When it talks about metamorphosis is the condition of the heart and the mind, then I thought about the identity of who we are embedded in your release of the mischaracterization of you. Identity self of true self took place the moment you accepted what other people said. Identity theft. A lot of times we associate that when people steal our money, our credit cards, or what have you. But identity theft can also happen with yourself, your person. Identity theft distorted and replaced you with your false self. That's what it happens actually when someone steals your card. I know when I was in college, I was at a public place. My purse was stolen. Someone took, I only had my ID and a bank card in my purse. That was it. They took those two pieces and they went to a bank and they opened up an account in my name. And they presented themselves to be me, and it wasn't me. I had to register myself on all these identity theft programs and so forth, get it straight, go. I physically had to go to the bank and say, no, I am me. That person isn't me. And a lot of times that happens even in our own individual life. A lot of times we get to the place we don't even recognize ourselves anymore. I remember it was an associate of mine a couple years ago, and they had said to me, I've gone through so much in my life, I don't even recognize myself anymore. For the listening audience, you know, how many of you are in that situation? You've gone through so much. You don't even recognize yourself anymore because of identity theft. What we want to do is help everybody to push and to propel forward, because I know everyone is listening to this show, and I want to say thank you again. I see you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for joining in online, and thank you for those who are going to listen to it later on the replay line. You are a leader. That's why we call this show Leader in You, because you have untapped potential, and the world is waiting on you. The world is waiting on you to break the cycle. When we look at the word break, it means an interruption or disruption in continuity or regularity. To cause, to separate into pieces suddenly or violently. To divide into pieces as bending or cutting. To crack without separating into pieces. To destroy the completeness of a group or related item. To vary or to disrupt the uniformity or continuity of. To force or to make a way through. Puncture or penetrate, to produce, to make known, to weaken or destroy in spirit and health. And a lot of times we have allowed so many things to overwhelm us and to consume us to the point we have to break the cycle. It's not something we can tiptoe around. It's not something where we can still stay in the same environment and think we're going to break the cycle. No, we need to separate. It needs to be a season of separation. And I know what that feels like. I've been there many times where sometimes you feel like you're just in an island unto yourself. But a lot of times in that season, you will get to know yourself. You will get to know who you are. You will understand your purpose. You will understand your mission. You will understand your value. And then you will be ready to break away from the cycle. You will be ready to walk into your born identity. and not allow anyone else to steal who you are or to characterize you who you are or to tell you who you are, because you will of certainty know who you are. Without anyone having to tell you who you are, you will know. When we think about this shedding, it is about releasing, it's about detoxifying yourself of toxins. That's not just about what we eat, now, although that is very important. When we think about detoxing ourselves, it means the process of withdrawing from a person, from being dependent on something. Being dependent is not, again, just on a drug or alcohol. What are you so dependent on that is stopping you from being the leader that you are? Who are you dependent on? Sometimes we can be dependent on too many people, and it's a crutch to us. Therefore, we need to eliminate the crutches. We need to kick the crutches out of the way, and we need to launch out there and be who we're called to be. Joy, we've been talking about metamorphosis and the leader in you. What are some of your thoughts around the topic, just metamorphosis, as we go into 2017?
I think that many times we just don't have the time to sit back and really give ourselves the opportunity to understand that we are going to have to undergo change. Just like the butterfly has to undergo change, you know, we have to assess ourselves at some point in time and look at what is going on in our own lives, because sometimes we're so busy, especially as women. We're attending to our children. We're attending to our husbands. We're attending to our jobs. We're doing all these things for other family members, and we're not taking a chance to just give ourselves some thought. But, you know, looking in that mirror, like you were saying in the beginning, you really do sort of see two images, you know, one of the person that's doing all this stuff and the one that has need. So when it comes to just metamorphosing, we do have to stop at some point and give ourselves that time to reassess what's going on in our own lives. And it takes time, you know, to do that. And maybe you can't do it alone, but you can get a family friend or someone who can help you to really see what is going on.
Absolutely. That is so true. Thank you for sharing that. One of the things that I would like to add as we wind down for the show of tonight, I want to talk about a couple of last things for you to think on, for you to ponder on as you begin to move out 17. One of the things that I want to leave you with is an acronym called CAC that I came up with within the book. And it's talking about your life in episodes. C is for composition, the arrangement of life. Appearance is for the letter A, the act of occurring. The last C stands for condition, stipulation, covenant, environmental factors, mind, body, and spirit. A lot of times when we look at our life, we often kind of blur the lines, you know, with what the past, the present, and the future. But we have to take a step back and look at our life in episodes and not allow the past to be mingled with the present and not to be so anxious and not to be so overwhelmed about what the future will look like. We have to know it's episodes. And when we break down the episodes of our life, we think about the composition, the arrangement of our life. A, the appearance, the act of occurring. In other words, that's the present moment. The act of occurring is the present moment. Your composition a lot of times is the foundational years of your life, from childhood to teenage years to young adult. And a lot of times in the composition of our life, that is where, unfortunately, identity theft takes place, because we allow individuals to label us. We allow individuals to say who we are. I know in my own personal life, one of the things that I had to be free from is identity theft, not just about the purse situation that I talked about a little while ago, but in my own life, embracing my episodes of my life, understanding the past is the past. I dealt with it. I lived through it. I'm a survivor. I'm still standing. But now let me look at the appearance, the act of occurring, the act of who I am currently being. Who am I currently being? And the condition, stipulation, covenant, environmental factors, mind, body, and spirit. That is speaking to your future. What stipulations and boundaries do you need to set forth in your life so that you can have a successful 2017? Okay, from our childhood to our teenage years to our young adults. That was the composition. That was the arrangement of our life. We could not control, and we cannot control, of the different situations that occurred in our life. So what do we do with that time period? We can't pretend like it didn't exist. No, that's not reality. But what do we do with it then? Because it's a very real place of our life. We look at those areas of our life, and we look at it through a different lens, a lens of, I am about to shed those years, and I am about to morph into who I am about to become. The appearance. A lot of times I love to talk about the mask, and it's layered in my book. A lot of times we have two different faces, the face of what someone wants us to be like, but then there's the other face of who we really are. And a lot of times we project who we want others to see us as opposed to who we really are. Why? Because of the composition phase of our life, those formative phases of our life, the phases that try to dictate and put in us who we think we are. I.e., many of you, I'm sure we all have seen a movie that deals with a robot, okay? And think about when they was making that robot on the movie and they was, you know, tinkering with the brain and saying and formulating, you're going to talk this way, you're going to act this way, you're going to be this, you know, and you're not going to be that. And sometimes they actually were able to use mechanisms in a movie with a robot that would eliminate feelings and emotions or eliminate whatever they didn't want that person to be. And they would program that robot to be exactly how they want them to be. That is the composition phase of our life. That is oftentimes what has happened in our formative years. But now we're coming into the phase that we are the act of occurring. In other words, who are we becoming in the present state? Then the condition. The condition means preparing you and I for the future. What stipulations, and I'm putting this question out there, what stipulations do you need to put on yourself and your surroundings? What covenant agreement do you need to have with yourself? A lot of times we make covenant agreements with everyone else, but we never make it with ourselves. What covenant agreement? When we talk about a covenant, it's more than just a pact. It's more than just words. This is saying I am making a commitment that no matter what happens, I am committing this to myself. And therefore, what environmental factors around me need to be eliminated, need to be broken, needs to be just done away with so that you can be in tune with your mind, your body, and your spirit? CAC, your life in episodes. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so appreciative, and I am excited for what's going to happen in 2017, not just for myself, but for every listener on this call, for every person that's going to replay this line. For every person that's going to purchase the book next year, Metamorphosis Shadow, we also will be having meetups and group talks, and I'm going to be facilitating workshops all around this book, all around the different phases of the book, all around the different chapters. I'm just going to recap the chapters, and then we're going to be closing it out with a quote that Joy will share with us. But I tell you, this is the time. If you don't have a journal, go to the dollar store. We all have a dollar. If you don't have a dollar, you have pieces of paper, scrap paper around your home. Get that together and make a book, that booklet out of it. There's no excuse. Have a journal. Start journaling tonight. Chapter number one, The Broken Vessel, Disfigured. Chapter number two, Embracing the Truth, The Mirror. Chapter number three, Breaking the Cycle, The Withdrawal Symptoms. Chapter number four, The Shedding, The Release, The Detoxification. Chapter number five, The Transformation from Caterpillar to Butterfly. Chapter number six, Healed and Made Whole, Personal Development. In chapter number seven, Fulfilling My Purpose, what is placed in your hands to do? That is a question that I leave to all of our listeners on tonight. What is placed in your hands to do? What do you need to detox from your life? What do you need to get rid of so that you can become the leader that is in you, so that you can become the fullness of it and not fractured and not barely making it? And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about within yourself internally, being one with yourself. Because I truly believe if you're one with yourself and you're made whole, the finances goal that you have for yourself, it will be achieved. It has to be achieved because you're going to have that different mindset. If your mindset is to achieve six figures for 2017, then so it shall be. It is done. But it's all about the mindset. Shift it tonight. Not tomorrow. Don't start journaling tomorrow. Start journaling tonight. Tonight is the night to do it. I'm going to get off the show, and I'm going to do it myself. Have I journaled before? Yes, but that doesn't mean I can't continue to do it because there is more detox even I am going to do before 2017 hits. Joy, I thank you so much for being our co-host on tonight. What are some last words or any additional quotes that you would like to share before we close out the show?
I just want to say that, you know, as we go forward to 2017, many of us are going to find that we want more comfortability in our life. And if we want that, sometime we're going to have to learn to abstain, reframe, to regain ourselves. And when we do these things, we're going to find out that we're able to metamorphose into the people or the persons we want to be. My quote is, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret to getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming task into small, manageable tasks and then starting on the first one. Mark Twain.
Mm,
it's been a pleasure
powerful.
Being on the show this evening. And Catherine, as always, I look forward to being on with you again.
Yes, and I just want to say thank you, Joy, for riding out this year with us on the Leader in You show. I want to say thanks again for all of our listening audience throughout the year, as well as those that have joined us on tonight. Thank you, whether it's been online, whether you've called into the show. We appreciate you. I see everyone that's been able to join in, and I tell you, 2017 is going to be that year. It's based on what you declare, but not only declare, it's based on what you write, but also after you write out the vision, it's based on what you execute. So I say to everyone on tonight, and for those that will hear the replay line, I'm going to see everyone. At the time we have this show, it will be on the other side of 2017. See you at the top. Have a great evening and Happy New Year.
Good night.